Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio this morning for the morning interview is Doug Osborne from the, you're representing the Sitka Health Summit today.
Yes.
But you are a health educator at CERCH.
That is correct.
And I can't believe it's already here. It's already Health Summit time again.
It is starting tomorrow, and it's going to be a big one.
Okay, so give us just the quick overview, and then we'll go into detail.
Okay, quick overview. Tomorrow, 6:30 to 8:30, Centennial Hall, we do our awards celebration. We have Tina Johnson emceeing, and we have a great group of folks that are winning awards this year.
Okay, the time on my screen, it says 6 o'clock. Is it 6 to 8:30 or 6:30?
6:30. We'll open the doors at 6,
okay.
But 6:30 is when it starts. You'll come in. There'll be some nice, healthy, organic desserts and eat that, and then we'll start at 6:30.
Okay.
So 6:30 to 8:30 for the awards celebration. Planning day goes from 8:30 to 3 on Friday, and all these events are at Centennial Hall. And then there's a community health fair from 7 in the morning until noon, and they start early because they're doing blood work.
On Saturday.
On Saturday morning. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
And presumably, you mentioned that the community health fair itself wasn't necessarily your area of expertise in setting this up, but they're starting early because they want you to have a fast before you get your blood draw.
Yes, yep. Some people will come fasting. Alyssa Sexton, my counterpart at the community hospital, is taking the lead on the health fair, and she's going to be there early, and there's a group of volunteers, and they'll have people come in and do blood draws, as well as there'll be informational booths, and there'll be a nice breakfast you can get from Sitka Spruce Catering.
Okay.
Who's quickly becoming the caterer of the health summit. Jaron at Sitka Spruce does a great job. So that's the health fair.
Okay, so Thursday, the 29th, tomorrow, 6:30 to 8:30 is the health summit, the award celebration, and desserts.
Mm-hmm.
And planning day is Friday, the 30th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
8:30 to 3. Yeah.
And the community health fair on Saturday, 7 a.m. to noon. Who's your keynote speaker for the award celebration this year?
We will have Dr. Don Lehman, and the topic is health in the long run. So if you need a little motivation to do physical activity, come out and see that keynote, and then we turn it over to Tina Johnson, who will be our MC for the awards, which is the main event. We have individuals and groups who will be given awards to this year, and it's quite a collection of Sitkins.
Okay, Don Lehman, I guess I've had the opportunity to interview Don about some of his fitness activities. He's an ultra marathon runner. He's mm-hmm. done the Alpine Adventure Run every year since the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But Don has always insisted that this is not necessarily anything special or extraordinary.
Mm-hmm.
And he tends to believe that all of us have the capability far beyond the sort of limits that we impose on ourselves.
Right, right.
Yeah. And is that sort of, do you think that's the kind of thing that he'll be talking about? I mean, his speech is called Health in the Long Run.
Yes, and I think health in the long run, the theme was chosen by the steering committee in part because he is this long-distance runner.
Right.
So I think that he will be talking about how individuals can, at any stage in life, make choices to be more physically active and all of the benefits that come from being physically active. One of the things that Don's been involved with is sports medicine, and one of their themes was that exercise is medicine, and it really is.
Okay, and then you've got your wellness champions.
Yeah, and this is where I need help. I need people to come out because what we want to do is thank these folks who work hundreds and hundreds of hours to make Sitka a better place. And so it will really work well if there's a room full of people to say thanks. And they probably hear thanks from time to time, but it's much different to go on stage and have it be formal and get a nice certificate and have a room full of your neighbors and friends applauding you.
Mm-hmm.
Quite literally. So we do need people to come out. And it's, like I mentioned, it's a great group. It's people like the Sitka Mountain Rescue Team who help people sometimes when they're most in need. The Sitka Fine Arts Camp, who the million things they had going on, and they still made a commitment to health by making their whole campus tobacco-free, which is one of the best public health policies you could implement. The Nakahiti Dancers. And then individuals like Cindy Edwards and Brant Brantman, who you've probably seen at Hames, put in hundreds and hundreds of hours of volunteerism. So now's the time when we can come out and thank these folks.
All right. So, and the wellness champions were the wellness champions somehow selected? How were they chosen? I mean, what's the process for finding our identifying our wellness champions?
Well, we put it out there to the community and just do nominations. And so we had people call in and email in and submit nominations. And then we have a steering committee that reviews them and made the selections about 3 weeks ago. And there's some tough decisions. So the folks that you're seeing today are really, really deserving of our thanks and appreciation.
They rise to the top. The reason I ask is because you are having a planning day on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And the planning day isn't about choosing next year's wellness champions. You're setting an agenda, right, yep, for the coming year. Tell us about that.
That's exactly right. We have a group of facilitators that are going to move, hopefully, a big, diverse group of SICKNs through a process where we're going to come up with three inspiring wellness initiatives for the next year. And so this is a process in the past that's worked. This is the process in the first year. We said, let's become a bicycle-friendly community. And 9 months later, we were the first one in Alaska to receive that, an award that most communities apply for don't receive. So it was a real honor. The next year, we said, let's do a farmer's market. 91 days after selecting that as a goal, we had a farmer's market. And since then, we've had 19 or 20. So it's a process that's worked in the past. One thing we will do is a little bit of recognition from last year's goals. Local fish and local schools was a goal from last year's Health Summit.
And today is Fish and Schools
today
Day.
Today is Fish and Schools Day, yeah. And so, and it's not just at one school, it's at Blatchley and Keat. So
right,
they went from an idea on October 4th to a goal on October 5th to here we are a year later, and they have it in two schools, and they've offered this healthy option for our kids. So wonderful work that they've done. And so we'll take some time to celebrate these. The Choose Respect mural, hugely successful project, planting trees, get out SICKA. So we will do a little bit of honoring and recognition of last year's goals, but the main event is going through this really neat process. We have some new facilitation tools to go through a brainstorming session and what could we do in SICKA and what could work, and voting and defining it by voting, and then having the top three ideas get an afternoon of action planning. So they'll leave with, each initiative will have $500 in seed money. They'll have the credibility that comes from rising to the top at this open community meeting. They'll have the exposure that comes from being selected as a goal. And they'll have an afternoon of action planning. So we're going to get these three goals. I have no idea what they are. I'm on the facilitation team, so I'm neutral and just committed to the process. But I have a feeling that if we get all those great minds together, what rises to the top is going to be something special.
Who comes? Who attends the planning meetings? Is it healthcare providers, or is it just members of the public? Is it social service agencies, or all of the above?
It's all of the above, and what works best for the planning day is that the bigger and the more diverse and more representative the group it is, the better, because that makes the goal stronger. So if you think of maybe six or seven health-oriented public health people coming up with a goal, that's much different than if you have an open public meeting and you have young people and you have people that work and people that are retired and you have people that are in healthcare and not in healthcare. If you get all of those folks together and put their minds around the same question, you get the best product and the most credible goal. So the more the merrier with planning day. And not only will they get a chance to be a part of this and to see this great process and to vote and help us decide the course we're going to take in terms of wellness, but they'll get a free fish taco lunch.
Okay.
That's what we have to offer, Rob.
All right. That sounds good. I guess it seems like it's been the case. This is the fifth year for the...
Number five.
So it seems like in past years, I've never been to one of these planning days, but it seems like people get pretty excited about a certain idea, or mm-hmm, or energy kind of coalesces around the main mm-hmm ideas, and the people who attend the planning day kind of form the core group for going out and pursuing each one of the ideas, and they sort of bring in their friends and colleagues, and you just kind of build momentum, or you get critical mass at this mm-hmm meeting. But it doesn't necessarily mean, you know, that you're going to be involved. You can just go and participate in creating the idea.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's really asking for a commitment of a year out of you or anything, are they?
What we are asking for people to commit to is come at 8:30, be fully present, give us your best thinking for a few hours, and then we'll see where it goes.
Okay. And have any ideas been floated? Is it even Is it even worth tossing anything out there?
Well, I'm sure the participants will have a lot of ideas. This year is a little bit different. I've never been in the facilitation role I am this time, so I'm staying neutral. But I'm sure there's some people thinking about maybe what's worked in other communities and what could work here, or what are things that there's maybe a national push for that we can jump on board, or just where there's a need. So it's really, wellness is such a broad topic that so many things can fit into that. And the bottom line is these are all things that make our community better, make our quality of life better, and make this a better place to live.
This is on sort of an unrelated subject.
Okay.
Did we get any apples this fall?
I think there's a big one right in front of you, right here at Raven Radio. There's 8 trees that went in with the fruit tree planting. Initiative. I think in the first year they sort of cut it down and focus on root development, and then we'll see what happens next year.
Okay. I mean, but eventually we're going to have a harvest, right?
That will be pretty neat.
And yeah. Has anybody got a cider press or anything? What are we going to do?
Maybe that'll be a Health Summit initiative.
You guys need to be
cider press.
Forward thinking.
Right.
We've got all these trees. Now
right.
It's like, is it going to be hard cider or soft
right.
cider? You know, what's or maybe just applesauce.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Hard to go wrong with applesauce.
Again, okay, so tomorrow, 6:30 to 8:30 is the award celebration. And this is just come.
Sika Spruce Catering does a wonderful, nutritious selection of desserts, and we have coffee and tea and so forth. But come after dinner, and there is a suggested donation if you want to put money into the initiative fund for next year's Wellness Goals. You can do that. But if not, just come, and please bring a friend or two. We want to pack this place and really show the good folks that are winning awards that we appreciate them.
Okay.
So 6:30 tomorrow night, it is going to be... I think the main thing with that, it's kind of interesting. The main thing the participants get is inspiration, because hearing what these folks have done and then hearing their acceptance speech, it's really quite heartening.
Mm-hmm.
So we go to really honor them, but participants get more out of it sometimes than the people that we're honoring.
Sure.
So come if you can. Tomorrow night, Centennial, 6:30. The planning day, 8:30 to 3, Centennial Hall. This is next level stuff, Rob. And I know it's early to be talking about facilitation tools, but we have a team that spent 3 hours yesterday and have met before, and we're implementing some things I think that are really next level in terms of how you can get the wisdom of the whole group to produce the best product. So we have a superior process, and I think we're going to get a superior product if we get people that are listening to come down, bring their ideas.
That'll be the planning day on Friday.
That'll be the planning day on Friday, September 30th, 8:30 to 3. And then the Community Health Fair, you can come anytime. Let's drop in 7 a.m. to noon. There'll be door prizes. There'll be information. And there'll be reduced-cost blood draws. So you can come on down at a time that fits in your schedule. Jaron will also be there, like I said, selling breakfast. So the Health Summit is happening, and health is good.
Okay. Doug Osborne is a health educator at Search and on the steering committee for the Sitka Health Summit. Thanks a lot for coming in this morning, Doug.
Yes, thank you, Robert.